We're on the phone with David John, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, I slipped up earlier this morning, Dave, and I said War Memorial Hospital. It's like it just kind of fell out, you know. It's like I've been doing pretty good, but you're actually out of town. You're down in Midland at the headquarters, I guess, of My Michigan Health, and getting the ball continuing to roll as far as the integration, right?
Right. Yeah, we have monthly integration team meetings, and this month it's in Midland. Next month it'll be back up in the Sioux, so we rotate it, and it gives our staff a nice chance to see the headquarter facility and the main hospital. Also meet people that they're going to be dealing with in the future, and it was nice that they have a minor league baseball team here called the Great Lakes Loons, and the system has a box at that, and so they invited all of our team to watch the baseball game yesterday afternoon.
Oh,
so
good.
That was kind of nice.
For sure. So so where are we in the process? I know we've talked before that it is a fairly lengthy process, joining the two hospitals together and getting the former War Memorial Hospital integrated into the My Michigan Health System. How's the process going? Where are you at right now?
It's going well. You know, some of the things that we could do quickly are getting done. I know the most noticeable thing that people in the Sioux will see is the new signs, which are getting approval right now, and hopefully within the next 4 weeks or so, you'll start seeing the new signs going up in the old War Memorial signs coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Other things are progressing. I know, with being part of the system, there are certain departments that will report to corporate in the future because they consolidate, those things like billing and coding and medical records and, that side of things. So that's in transition right now. One of the things that's going to take the longest is certainly the new electronic health record system. And, that's 2 years out yet. And without being on the same electronic health record system, the same financial reporting system or whatever, it's difficult because, we're never like incorporated into some of the data you get from finance and quality and whatever until we get on the Epic system.
Right.
So that's going to be the thing that is extended out the furthest. But, between the two facilities, we've figured out ways to make sure our numbers are incorporated into the financial statements and that, we're being included in the quality data and all those type of things. And, obviously, one of the benefits for employees and also our hospital is, as of July 1, our employees will be included in the employee incentive compensation program, which we never had. And basically what it is, there's three goals that the system has to meet. And if the system meets those goals in the next year, every employee could get a bonus for meeting that goal. And so, I've heard for many years, we always had goals at the organization at the old War Memorial, but employees, what did they get for the hospital meeting its goals other than the satisfaction for meeting goals? And with the My Michigan system, they'll actually get something of a monetary value if we meet our goals. And, one of the goals for next year is 75% of the leaders and 50% of the staff attending an educational program on My Michigan's best, which that should be easy to meet. The next one is that all facilities must be in the top quartile in patient satisfaction for 6 out of 12 months. And then the third one is the finance goal. And, if you don't meet your finance goal, you really can't get paid out anything because, the finance goal is you have to have a 3% margin. So if in this next year from July 1 to June 30, if we meet all those goals, the system meets all those goals, then next fall, once the audit is done, employees could see a monetary bonus, which you know, in the past, I think last year was somewhere between $500 and $800. So it's a pretty significant bonus.
For sure.
So that's one of the benefits of the affiliation is that employees will get some extra dollars if the goals are met.
I know we had talked before, David, about and even before the actual finalized paperwork was signed, some of the benefits of joining this bigger health system was some of the actual services that you were able to maybe improve or bring to town that we didn't have before. And I know that My Michigan Health made a fairly substantial promise to the community about how much money they were going to invest in the system here in Sault Ste. Marie. Have you, I know that last time we talked, I think there was a planning thing where people were going to sit around and kind of prioritize the objectives. Has that process completed and you kind of have a roadmap of where you're going next?
No, it's still in progress. It's about a 12 to 16 week process, the strategic master facility plan. Mm-hmm. And the group, Smith Group, has met with our leadership team, and the next step is meeting with the board to go over the project priorities. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of things that go into it. You know, they look at, you know, what's the infrastructure of the current buildings that we have? And, you know, it's quite obvious that some of our buildings are old. Mm-hmm. And the infrastructure in those buildings is old. And, you know, when you're talking about boilers and electrical and air conditioning, heating, all that kind of thing, you know, you need to make sure before you do anything that infrastructure is sound, even things like the roof on the building and,
right.
and those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they're analyzing. And even though, you know, it's exciting to think that there's going to be new buildings, which there will be, but you have to have the infrastructure fixed or upgraded.
Sure.
To make sure you can support the new buildings. So some of the things we might have to do first would be, you know, support that infrastructure better. And the problem with that is that, you know, in our 1924 and 1956 buildings, that's where the boilers and all the infrastructure is. And how do you build around that or, mm-hmm. or replace that and still maintain a hospital?
Right.
And
sure.
So, you know, who knows what the ideas might be, but there may need to be a new like a new power plant or a new infrastructure plant that's built somewhere that then any new buildings can be, you know, built around. But that's all the things that they're looking for, mm-hmm. right now, and getting input from the stakeholders. And you know, they also include, you know, demographics on population and market share and the rest of that to determine, okay, what services are going to be best provided here in Sault Ste. Marie and what services just don't make sense to provide. And, you know, we push all the time for as many services possible that can be financially feasible so people don't have to leave town or drive out of town. But I would think probably by the first part of September, we'll have the answers to those things, and there'll be a plan put together, and the first couple of strategic priorities will start to happen.
Well, I guess that makes a lot of sense. You can't put all the new shiny bells and whistles in if you got a leaky roof or you don't have the power or whatever to run the shiny new things, right?
Right, and then, you know, parking is also an issue.
Sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So if you go to build a new building, you're gonna, you know, the open space around the hospital right now is pretty much parking.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to take some of that open space to build a new building, how are you going to deal with parking? And you know, there's a lot of moving parts. I wish it was as easy as saying, okay, we need a new surgery center with new ORs and things like that. And you know, plop it right down and let's go for it. But if we built a new building, you know, do we have enough power, enough heating capabilities in our old infrastructure to operate that new building? And, mm-hmm. you know, that's the question you have to answer first.
For sure. What are some another thing that that you said that the people would start noticing pretty soon is, and we've talked about this before, one of the things that My Michigan Health does is they have a kind of a coordinated scrubs and everything for the various departments and everything. And I know that there was a process in going through and getting that all switched over. Are staff starting to do that yet? Wear those color-coded scrubs yet?
We did the fitting fair at the end of April, and it was like a 6 to 8 week timeline for everybody to receive their new uniforms. And so we're hopeful that the first part of July, everybody will have their uniforms, and we will implement those new dress code requirements. But right now, I haven't heard anyway. Nobody, I don't think, has received their new colored scrubs yet. Mm-hmm. So we won't be implementing that for another few weeks yet.
Okay. What are some of the other things that are more the immediate things that'll be taking place that either people will notice or maybe things that are behind the scenes that are going to be taking place over the next month?
Well, like I talked about the signage,
sure,
piece of it. Mm-hmm. From a marketing perspective, you'll see some of that coming out, and maybe different ways that we'll market ourselves. I know they're working on a change in name for our Fast Care Clinic at Meijer. I think their brand theirs is Easy Care Clinic. So, the only thing the public will see is a change in name, not a change in hours or those type of things. So little things like that, we won't be able to move to their payroll system for a while either. Employees wouldn't see any change there for a while. They're currently doing a compensation study to review compensation levels, mm-hmm, throughout the system and throughout each market. And one of the things that we want to emphasize is that there's some thought that if you're an RN at Midland, you're going to make the same as an RN in Sault Ste. Marie. Well, that's not true, because the markets are different. So the northern market is usually earns less than the market in Midland, and that's for almost any job in the community. We always hear people comparing themselves to, well, in Detroit I could make this, or in Chicago I could make this. Yeah, you could, but the cost of living and other things that you might value aren't the same either.
Sure.
And we want to make sure our rates of pay are competitive within our market, which is the northern region. Not that they're a lot different, but sometimes they can vary by a few dollars an hour.
Sure.
But that's just I know in Traverse City there's a sign on the McDonald's that says earn up to $21 an hour, and in Sault Ste. Marie it says earn up to $17 or $18 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference in the market and sometimes the cost of living. So you definitely earn less when you're in Sault Ste. Marie, but it's based on the market.
Sure. Yeah, but it doesn't cost as much to live here as it does in some of the bigger areas too, right?
Right, right.
So it sounds like, and again, we've talked before, I'm sure there's a master plan of like, here's what we're working on this month, here's what we're going to be working on next, once this is done, and in a whole type, it's got to be pretty a yeoman's task to kind of keep this stuff moving along and keeping, because you've got so many different moving parts within the hospital system to integrate into this this new system, right?
Right, and it is, and all of our leadership, they're basically still having to run their departments in an efficient perspective, but they also now have added duties of, mm-hmm, the integration and going through policies and processes and aligning them with the system, or showing the system why our policy or process is better, and so they change the entire system to how we're doing things. So it's a lot of extra work for sure, and I know our leadership is hoping that that by the end of 12 months the majority of that stuff will be done. They can get back to just worrying about running their departments at the hospital.
Sure. Anything else with that that you want to talk about as far as the things that are going on at the hospital? Anything new? Any new doctors or anything you got planned coming in?
There will be some this this summer and early fall. I know we have a new ED doctor coming in July, and a new oncologist coming in July. We have a new general surgeon coming in, I think, September. A new internal medicine hospitalist coming in September. So yeah, there's some activity there. You know, our biggest need still is primary care physicians, and you know, we're working hard to find new primary care physicians, but they're in short supply, and you know, hopefully we'll run across some that want to come to Sault Ste. Marie soon.
For sure. Just switching a little bit to COVID, because I feel like we still probably should talk about that. Also, it almost seems like it's really a non-topic anymore. But fairly recently, there was a little bit of an uptick here in the community and everything. But it seems like maybe that's kind of calmed down a little bit now.
Well, there is a little uptick, and you know, I think we have 4 COVID patients today in the hospital now. You know, the COVID patients we've seen come in the last few weeks or months, you know, haven't been seriously ill. We haven't added to the COVID death count in our county. It's just some are in for other reasons and test positive for COVID. Others, there's a few that have to come in and get help with, you know, oxygen levels and things like that. Mm-hmm. We also had a little bit of an outbreak on our long-term care unit, but
right.
All those individuals, those residents, you know, were pretty much asymptomatic and very minor symptoms of runny noses and that sort of thing. So that was good, too. So even though you're seeing an uptick, you're not seeing an uptick in the amount of severe cases, and that's a good thing. But it's still there. It will probably be there for the rest of our lifetime because, you know, the coronavirus in itself has been around for probably decades or more, mm-hmm. just not this serious strain of it that we saw the last couple of years. So I think the thing now is, you know, we all have to understand, you know, we're going to have to live with it, and as long as it's minor and not deadly, it's just another flu or cold that we'll have to deal with as human beings.
And are we at the point now where they're vaccinating the little ones now, the youngsters yet? Is that been approved and happening now?
I don't know that we are. I don't think we are. The health department may be, but I know there's new you know, there's new boosters and new vaccines and other things coming out. We're really waiting for the fall here to see what's going to come out next. I mean, at this point, you know, they say that if you're over 50 years old, you should have the 4th shot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of interest so far in that 4th shot. I mean, a number of people have got it, but I would bet that you know, less than 20% of the people that got the first 3 shots have gotten the 4th shot.
Mm-hmm.
But as fall comes on and the flu season kicks in again, you might see an uptick in that.
I know we talked at one point during this whole thing that eventually the COVID shot's going to be kind of like getting your flu shot, or maybe they'll even combine them. Is there any talk about that this year, or is that something that's going to maybe happen down the road if it does happen at all?
Yeah, I've heard that they're working on a combination vaccine for this fall, but I don't know from an approval perspective or, you know, all the things that they have to go through if it's
sure.
going to be ready or not. But I know they are working on that. I'm hopeful that it is, and I'm hopeful that, you know, you'll just be able to go in and get one flu shot, and it'll cover, or it'll attempt to cover, you know, flu A and flu B and coronavirus. That would be the best for all of us.
Sure, just one and done. You don't keep getting stuck,
right.
You know, every 6 months or whatever it is. So,
right.
That's good. Anything else you want to add, Dave?
No, things are going well, and you know, we just want to continue to trudge along and get this integration process complete and start seeing the positive changes that are going to happen within the organization because of our membership with My Michigan Health.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one of the changes, and I just want to touch on this a little bit, is that you're going to be stepping away from your position, and Kevin Kalchek is going to be stepping in at July 1st, I guess, which is probably your fiscal year. Talk a little bit about that. What is your role going to be going forward once July hits? Are you just done and just going to be on the golf course? Are you going to be still involved with things?
I'll still be involved until the end of the year, but more on a mentoring consulting basis. I won't be coming into to work except for board meetings and medical staff meetings, that sort of thing, because as long as I'm physically in the building, when people have issues, they're going to come to me. And those people need to go to Kevin, because he's going to be the new president and CEO, and he needs to deal with those issues and learn how to deal with those things. And he'll do a great job with it. And I'm fine, to be able to enjoy a little more time on the golf course.
Golf course. I know you'll be doing other things, right?
I'm going to do other things too. Yeah. But it's been almost 17 years that I've been in this position, and I'm approaching 64 years old in September, and it's just time. It's time to, with the change in being a member of My Michigan, it was just the right time to do it. And, everybody has to make that choice at some point in time. I certainly enjoy work still. I get a lot of good out of work and all the great things our whole team is doing at work, but it's time to transition. And in order to transition properly, I need to be not seen in the building anymore, and Kevin needs to be the go-to person.
So you look back over your 17 years at War Memorial Hospital and now My Michigan Health. Just talk about some of the highlights that you've seen and some of the things that you're really, as you look back on your time at the hospital, some of the accomplishments that you're really proud of.
Yeah, I think at first it was interesting on how I arrived in Sault Ste. Marie, and it was kind of at a time of turmoil, and I got a call from the board chair and said, do you want the job? And I said, no interview or anything. And they said, no, we interviewed you a few years ago, and you decided not to move up here, and we're confident in your ability and your experience. And, which was a good thing from my end, but
sure.
I learned that it was not necessarily the best for the organization, because all of a sudden a new CEO is named and nobody knows who they are or what they are or those type of thing. So I think my proudest accomplishment is being able to come in and develop a better culture and develop a better team. And, I tell people all the time, I'm the least important person to the whole organization, because I don't deal with patients unless they're upset and complaining. And I have to be there to support the team, support all the workers, and make sure that they're satisfied, which is not an easy job, for sure. But I think we've done that. We've expanded the number of employees and jobs at the organization. We've expanded the number of services that we offer to our community. We've built some new buildings. We renovated the ER and made the front lobby look better. We got the new medical office building, the new rehab center, which, the rehab center is second to none. Even for huge health systems, they don't have a rehab center like ours. So I think that's probably the things I'm most proud of. Obviously, the affiliation and choosing the right partner is a big thing there, too. But more than anything, it's, the staff that work there and, to be able to support them and help them be better, help them be more satisfied in the job. And again, that's with 900 employees, that's hard to make everybody happy. But I think our employee satisfaction rates over the years have been in the 70s, high 70s, near 80%. And like I tell people all the time, if you ran for any office and got 75% of the vote, you'd be in a landslide. And
sure.
If 75% of our employees are satisfied, then we as leaders have done a good job.
So the plans after, I know you said you're going to be around to help out through the end of the year, but beyond that, are you going to stay in Sault Ste. Marie? Are you going to be one of those snowbirds, or what are you going to do? I know, obviously, during the winter, you may be able to go get to on some of the southern golf courses a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I may. I mean, at this point, the plans are to stay around, and my mom lives in Manistique, which isn't too far away. Mm-hmm. I have two brothers that live in Sault Ste. Marie right now, so family is close. But I won't be a stranger. I'll definitely be around and doing a lot of things I've done outside of work mm-hmm. in the future. Still,
like Laker basketball.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly.
You're still going to do Laker basketball. We'll have to right. talk. Make sure that that's going to happen. As long as you can, as long as you want to. I've always told you, as long as you want to do it, the job is yours. So, because you do a great job on over.
Well, then the thing I've always felt shorted on from that end was not being able to do away games,
mm-hmm.
Because I think from a community perspective, if the home games are nice to put on, and it's great, and mm-hmm. it's great for people to listen that can't come there. But sometimes the away games are for local people who are interested are more important.
Sure.
They always are on, but they're the feed from the other announcers, and it's kind of one sided. When
sure.
you're
exactly yeah
when you're getting the other announcers. So who knows? Maybe since I'll be retired and won't have to work, maybe I'll be able to do more of the out of town games.
Great. Well, we'll talk about that once the retirement starts and everything, because we got a few more months before that starts. But that'd be great. So, well, Dave, right. I want to tell you. I mean, you and I have known each other for many, many years, and you've always been great as far as being on the air with us to talk about things. You've always been very candid and very open, and I always appreciate the information and the expertise that you've brought each and every time we've been on the air together. And obviously, the stuff on the sports side as well, you're great, and we'd love to have you continue to do that. But just enjoy this last month, and I know, like I say, you'll still be sticking around, but as you kind of transition out and Kevin transitions in, congratulations and enjoy the retirement, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thanks, Mark, and I appreciate from a media perspective, a lot of times media doesn't report things necessarily accurately, and you Sovereign has always done a great job with that and allowed us to be open and honest mm-hmm. and not judgmental about things, and really appreciate that, because it's hard to find any media outlets these days that that people trust, and I know that I have a lot of trust in your organization, so thank you for that as well.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So, Dave, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon, but we'll let you go for now. David John, the president and CEO, currently, for the last time, joining us here this morning on 1230 WSOO.